Unit 9. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear in the sentences. 1. Do you know anything about the talking books?
2. Her father is an actor.
3. I can't afford to buy a new car.
4. Mother gave me some cassettes as presents.
5. Anne has a good collection of books.
6. I feel very cold in the open air.
2. Listen and choose the correct answers to complete the sentences. 1. Although it is raining, the man is still digging in the fields.
I felt hungry, but he didn't stop writing.
3. We are working hard to make our life rich and colorful.
4. My brother is very fat. However, he can swim very fast.
5. Boys and girls like reading storybooks. 3. Listen and choose the correct answers.
1. When are you going to leave, Tim?
I wanted to go on Monday. I tried to get a ticket for Monday, but I couldn't. I bought a ticket for Tuesday.
Question. When will Tim leave? 2. Jim, Peter wants to go with you.
Sorry, I'll go with me.
With whom will Jim go?
3. Let's eat it in the garden.
But has anyone got a knife?
Question. What do they need? 4. What's the time by your watch?
10:30. But it's 5 minutes slow.
Question. What's the correct time? 5. I don't really see why you want to buy a bike.
There's something wrong with my old bike. I just need a new one, that's all.
Question. Why does the man want to buy a new bike? 4. Listen and write the missing words. Annie Sullivan was born to a poor family on April 4, 1866. She lost her parents and became an orphan when she was only 10 years old. She had very weak eyes, but she wanted to go to school. She went to a school for the blind. There she learned Braille and also learned how to teach deaf-blind children. Later, she became the teacher of Helen. Miss Sullivan taught her in a strange way. She let her touch the objects while she was spelling the word into her. In this way, Helen began her learning. With the help of the teacher, Helen became a college student and later a famous writer. Unit 10. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Mix.
2. Eggy.
3. Sink.
4. Cake.
5. Spoon.
6. Floor.
7. Break.
8. Mixture.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. Miss Black took my lesson instead.
2. We have friends all over the country.
3. He put some water in the refrigerator.
4. She poured a little flour into the bowl.
5. I was ill yesterday, so I stayed at home.
6. It was windy, so we didn't go to the zoo.
3. Listen and write the missing words. The students were having a chemistry lesson. The teacher said, Now watch carefully. Pay attention to everything that I do. And you must do everything that I do. He filled a cup with three things and mixed the three together. After that, he held up one of his fingers and then dipped it into the mixture. After a few seconds, he took his finger out. He put a finger in his mouth and sucked it. He nodded with a smile. Then he handed the cup around the class of students. Each student dipped a finger into the mixture and sucked it. Each made a face. The mixture tasted terrible. When the cup was returned to the teacher, sadly, I'm sorry, but none of you watched carefully enough. The finger I put into my mouth was not the one I had dipped into the cup. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Madame Curie was a great woman scientist. She was born in 1868. Her name was Mary. She was the youngest in the family. Her parents. When she was only 11 years old, she was interested in science. In 1883, Mary finished middle school. How she wanted to go to college. But she was so poor that she couldn't go there. She had to work as a teacher in a family. By 1892, she had saved enough money to continue her study. She left for Paris and entered Paris University. Every evening, she studied in the library until the library closed. She was always the first in her class. She was a very good student.